Section 4. Remember the New Covenant, even the Book of Mormon. Reading assignment, Joseph Smith History 1, verses 27 through 65. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 3, 5, 10, and 17. And Section 20, verses 5 through 15. Section 84, verses 54 through 62. Our Heritage, pages 5 through 10. What were some of the challenges that Joseph Smith faced while he translated the Book of Mormon? See Our Heritage, pages 7 through 9. What does the account of the lost manuscript pages teach about the Lord's power? See Doctrine and Covenant, section 3, verses 1 through 3, section 10, verses 14 and 43, and 1 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 6. Who were the three witnesses and the eight witnesses to the Book of Mormon? See the testimony of the three witnesses and the testimony of eight witnesses in the introductory material of the Book of Mormon. See also Our Heritage, page 10. Page 5. In what ways can you be a witness of the Book of Mormon? See Moroni, chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. In September 1832, the prophet Joseph received a revelation in which the Lord said that the whole church was under condemnation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 55. Why was the church under condemnation? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 54 through 56. What did church members need to do for the condemnation to be lifted? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 57 through 58, and verses 60 through 62. Scripture Chain. What the Doctrine and Covenants teaches about the Book of Mormon. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 29. Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, verses 18 through 20. Doctrine and Covenants, section 17, verse 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 26 through 27. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 8 through 15. Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 12. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 54 through 58. Scriptures relating to section number 4, Remember the New Covenant, even the Book of Mormon. Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, verses 1 through 3. 1. The works and designs and the purposes of God cannot be frustrated, neither can they come to naught. 2. For God doth not walk in crooked paths, neither doth he turn to the right hand nor to the left, neither doth he vary from that which he hath said. Therefore his paths are straight, and his course is one eternal round. 3. Remember, that it is not the work of God that is frustrated, but the work of men. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 14 and verse 43. 14. Verily I say unto you that I will not suffer that Satan shall accomplish his evil design in this thing. 43. I will not suffer that they shall destroy my work. Yea, I will show unto them that my wisdom is greater than the cunning of the devil. 1 Nephi chapter 9, verse 6. But the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning, wherefore he prepareth a way to accomplish all his works among the children of men. For behold, he hath all power unto the fulfilling of all his words, and thus it is. Amen. Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. 3. Behold, I would exhort you that when ye shall read these things, if it be wisdom in God that ye should read them, that ye would remember how merciful the Lord hath been unto the children of men, from the creation of Adam, even down until the time ye shall receive these things, and ponder it in your hearts. 4. And when ye shall receive these things, I would exhort ye that ye would ask God the Eternal Father in the name of Christ if these things are not true. And if ye shall ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 55, which vanity and unbelief have brought the whole church under condemnation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 54 through 56. 54. And your minds in times past have been darkened because of unbelief, and because you have treated lightly the things you have received. 55. Which vanity and unbelief have brought the whole church under condemnation. 56. And this condemnation resteth upon the children of Zion, even all. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 57 through 58, and verses 60 through 62. 57. And they shall remain under this condemnation until they repent, and remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon, and the former commandments which I have given them, not only to say, but to do according to that which I have written. 58. That they may bring forth fruit meet for their Father's kingdom. Otherwise there remaineth a scourge and judgment to be poured out upon the children of Zion. 60. Verily, verily, I say unto you, who now hear my words, which are my voice, blessed are ye inasmuch as you receive these things. 61. For I will forgive you of your sins with this commandment, that you remain steadfast in your minds, in solemnity, and the spirit of prayer, in bearing testimony to all the world of those things which are communicated unto you. 62. Therefore go ye into all the world, and unto whatsoever place ye cannot go ye shall send, that the testimony may go from you into all the world, unto every creature. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, what the Doctrine and Covenants teaches about the Book of Mormon. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 29. And after having received the record of the Nephites, yea, even my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., might have power to translate through the mercy of God, by the power of God, the Book of Mormon. Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, verses 18 through 20. 18. And this testimony shall come to the knowledge of the Lamanites, and the Lemuelites, and the Ishmaelites, who dwindled in unbelief because of the iniquity of their fathers, whom the Lord has suffered to destroy their brethren, the Nephites, because of their iniquities and their abominations. 19. And for this very purpose are these plates preserved, which contain these records, that the promises of the Lord might be fulfilled, which he made to his people. 20. And that the Lamanites might come to the knowledge of their fathers, and that they might know the promises of the Lord, and that they may believe the gospel, and rely upon the merits of Jesus Christ, and be glorified through faith in his name, and that through their repentance they might be saved. Amen. Doctrine and Covenants, section 17, verse 6. And he has translated the book, even that part, which I have commanded him. And as your Lord and your God liveth, it is true. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 26 through 27. 26. And again I command thee that thou shalt not covet thine own property, but impart it freely to the printing of the Book of Mormon, which contains the truth and the word of God. 27. Which is my word to the Gentile, that soon it may go to the Jew, of whom the Lamanites are a remnant, that they may believe the gospel, and look not for a Messiah to come who is already come. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 8 through 15. 8. And gave him power from on high by the means which were before prepared to translate the Book of Mormon. 9. Which contains a record of a fallen people, and the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, and to the Jews also. 10. Which was given by inspiration, and is confirmed to others by the ministering of angels, and is declared unto the world by them. 11. Proving to the world that the Holy Scriptures are true, and that God does inspire men and call them to his holy work, in this age and generation, as well as in generations of old. 12. Thereby showing that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. 13. Therefore, having so great witnesses, by them shall the world be judged, even as many as shall hereafter come to a knowledge of this work. 14. And those who receive it in faith and work righteousness shall receive a crown of eternal life. 15. But those who harden their hearts in unbelief and reject it, it shall turn to their own condemnation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 16. And the Book of Mormon and the Holy Scriptures are given of me for your instruction, and the power of my Spirit quickeneth all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 12. And again the elders, priests, and teachers of this church shall teach the principles of my gospel, which are in the Bible and the Book of Mormon, in the which is the fullness of the gospel. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 54 through 58. End of the scriptures relating to section number 4, remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon. End of section 4, remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon.